Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro Law Rosenberg, good morning. Friday vibes, man. It's gonna be cold, man. Cold. Today, starting right now, the wind picks up and the temperatures begin to drop. By the time you drive home around 4 or 5 o'clock, it says 18, 16 degrees. But let me tell you something. Out here in the Tri-State Fair area, the real feel will be 5 degrees at 2 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness.
And by 5 o'clock, it'll be 0. And by 6, it'll be -2. By 10 o'clock tonight, it'll be -6 degrees. Just giving y'all the playbook, man. Bundle up, man. Man. Sunshine, though. Sunshine. Heavy sunshine. Big sunshine tomorrow, too. Big cold, too, tomorrow. It stays around tomorrow.
Cold.
Yeah, man. So that's real weathering.
That's real weathering.
You know what I mean? Laura Stiles, you got big weekend plans, or are you just going to stay in the house, keep the heat on?
I don't know, yeah, but it just turns really, really cold. So unless I'm hopping in and out of the car quickly, I don't know. It sounds like a stay-home weekend, though.
Sounds like it.
Word.
Word.
That's a fact.
If there's something on TV, I seen Wakanda Forever is on Disney app now.
It's on the joint?
It's on the Disney app. I don't know if you got to pay or it's free. You know how they'll throw something up in the app, but you still got to pay for it extra? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I synced it, though. I saw it.
Yeah. I'm going to check that out this weekend. That sounds cool.
Shiny Coach, you ready for your black facts today?
Black facts. I got black facts. I got facts that are black.
Yeah, we need that. We need that. We need that today on this day of Black History Month, because a fact, a black fact even, is... I ain't met one black person that's happy about the Black History Month police cars in Miami and Ohio.
Oh my God.
That's a black fact.
What is that?
Wait, you don't know about this, Shani?
Black History Month police cars?
Oh, yeah, that's right, with the Africa on it.
Kind of how they was dressing all these streets with Black Lives Matter at the time.
That's what you think this is?
That's what it feels like to me as you're telling me.
I think it's a step farther than just.
Bro, it is so crazy.
With kente cloth, police car.
Bruh, you ain't seen it?
I got
just it. Hang on, buckle up.
Buckle up, because it's so nuts.
I don't like it.
On the line, Mike and Christina. Christina and Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Christina?
I'm doing great this morning. I'm so happy to get through. I'm in the car with my son, Ryan. He's 9 years old.
Hey, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Stop playing with him, Ryan.
Oh, cute.
That's cute. Cute. Super cute. Well, where are you guys off to? School early?
I'm so nervous.
Christine, what time you guys drop him off at school?
I'm sorry. You're breaking up.
I said, what time do you guys drop him off at school?
He starts at 8, but we live far, so I got to take him to my grandmother by 7.
Got it.
So we're just in the car waiting to see what's happening. We're not going nowhere.
All right, well, shout out to G-Ma helping out. Mike, how are you today?
Good, man. Good, man. Driving.
All right, man. Safe.
To New Jersey.
Brooklyn to New Jersey. Okay, what do you do to get money out here?
I'm a transporter. I transport material.
Ooh, you're like Jason Statham.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Transporting things. You know what I mean? I like it. It's a dangerous job, but somebody got to do it. Christina, who you want to represent you, me or Laura Stiles?
Who we picking? Ebro. Ooh, he said he wants to go with
okay,
Ebro.
Ryan. Okay. Stop playing with him, Ryan. Man, 6 seconds on the clock. Shiny with the questions.
Right.
Let's play. Laura, never
loses.
Okay, which deceased artist nephew, Ebro?
Which deceased artist?
3, 2, 1.
Michael Jackson.
Correct. His nephew will be playing him in a biopic.
That's right.
Mozzarella cheese is...
Ebro.
Oh, my
mozzarella cheese is native to Italy.
Yes, but incorrect. Oh. Mozzarella cheese is traditionally made with the milk of which animal?
Oh.
I mean, is it buffalo mozzarella?
Buffalo is correct. I didn't know that. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. Ebro.
Bad Boys what? 4.
That's facts. That's the movie series they're doing. Travi Fontaine is located in which city?
Laura.
I don't know what he's saying.
Travi Fontaine.
Who?
I think.
3.
I think that's 2. Is in Greece?
Incorrect. Travi Fountain is located in which city?
Trevi?
Trevi Fountain. I've never even heard of that.
I'm going to go with Paris.
Incorrect. What is it? Rome. Trevi Ebro
Fountain.
Wins.
Yes, Trevi Fountain.
It's the one that never everybody heard takes a picture in front of when you're in Rome.
Never seen it. Never heard it. Oh, is that the one with all the sculptures spitting water?
Yeah.
Ah, all right. Ryan, we did it, Ryan. Stop playing with him, Ryan. Yo, Ryan. Yo, we did it. I just want you to remember my little buddy, 9-year-old Ryan, and when you get older, Laura Stiles was going against you. She was trying to make you lose. Yo, they in the car tripping. Yo, hang on, y'all. We got to get you your stuff. We don't want the phone to disconnect. Hang on. Yo, and what's the other cat's name on the line?
Mike.
We love you, man. Safe travels. Great day at work, too, buddy.
Thank you, man.
All right, take care. Laura Stiles working at Flashing Lights. What you got?
I am coming up in the Flashing Lights Report. I'll let you know about the special tribute that's happening at the Grammys. So we'll give you more details on this coming up next.
Ryan's going to remember you tried to play him, Laura Stiles, when you get older.
Like, I try to take away these WWE tickets.
Exactly, bro. He going to be like, yo, Laura was hating. She was against me. Like, you didn't even try to throw the game. You was really trying to beat him. It's terrible,
I was just
Laura.
Playing the game, fam.
Nah, it's
playing
terrible,
the game.
Laura. He gonna remember it like that, like I said. Good morning, everybody. Kiss me, danger. Try to keep your mind. Won't get in crime. Stop. Drop. Shut him down. Open it up, shop. Yo, my child, man. I just gotta tell y'all, my child is different type, man.
Why? What happened?
Issa. We riding in the car, and she's like, Daddy, can you play some Anderson .Paak? What Anderson .Paak song? She's like, Anderson .Paak, you know, Silk Sonic, blah, blah, blah. We used to a lot of stuff in the car.
Dope.
So then she was like, Anderson .Paak, is he, his mom's like Korean, right? And I was like, yeah. She was like, but like, who's his dad? So she always asking like moms, dads, where's people from? So I go ahead and break down, you know, Anderson .Paak's background. His mom was... You know, is black and Korean, but born in South Korea, was an orphanage, you know, the whole, you know, and she was like, well, so then I had to tell her about the Korean War and black soldiers in the Korean War, you know, to kind of make, she was like, but how, you know, because she couldn't understand, like, how was the mom black and Korean?
Right.
And then So I had to explain what went on when, you know, black soldiers went over to Korea, and, you know, when soldiers go over to war and things like that and meet people and babies are born and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. She gets the babies are born concept. So, but that dovetailed into what, why war and world war. And then she wanted to know, like, you know, why was they fighting and the politics? And then she was like, but has anybody ever been to war in Africa before? And I was like, well, the African wars were, and then I had to get into tribes going against each other. And she was like, well, is that how slavery started? And I had to, bro,
oh, man.
The rabbit hole, man. But I love it.
This is you.
This is all me, bro. It's all me.
You have made yourself.
You have made yourself.
Anderson .Paak. Yeah, he's talented. No. Anderson .Paak. How did he become this way?
Yes. And his mom being in an orphanage in South Korea after the war because her, you know, dad was likely a soldier and the mom didn't want to keep the baby. Who Anderson .Paak's mom then got adopted by a black family in Compton. And that's how Anderson .Paak happens in L.A.
Follow-up question. How do you know this much about Anderson .Paak's parents?
I know.
Well, because he told us on the show when he came up.
You don't remember when we interview people.
Well, and I've seen him multiple times. Like, I've become cool with him. And I see his kids on Instagram. So I've kind of heard it a couple of times.
Got it.
And I'm sure it's on the internet if people want to go find it, too. Like, I mean, I don't think it's like a secret.
How is she black and Korean? I need to know.
I need to understand. Let's go flashing lights, Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights.
Trevor Noah is hosting the 65th Annual Grammy Awards that are going down on Sunday. The show airs live on CBS at 8 p.m. And Quavo is going to pay a tribute to Takeoff.
Nice.
So it should be a nice situation. Like, he's teaming up with the Maverick City Music Choir. They will join Quavo to perform Without You.
Man, that song is really dead.
Woo.
Yeah.
That's going to be really sad.
Tearjerker.
Super tearjerker. But also, the Recording Academy is going to celebrate the 50th anniversary of hip-hop.
Right.
So, with Big Boy, Busta Rhymes, De La Soul, Drama, Jazzy Jeff, Missy Elliott, Glorilla, Grandmaster Flash, let me see, Ice-T.
Are they covering Lil the Baby. Gamut?
Let me tell you, this list is long. I could just keep going. Run DMC, Salt-N Pepa, Spinderella, Scarface, Swiss Beats, Too Short. So Questlove is going to serve as the musical director and producer, and LL Cool J will introduce the event.
Listen, you guys picked the right man to make this a moment. Questlove is going to have that thing nice. That's the man for the moments, man. He comes through. And they got the full gamut here with the 50 years.
I know.
Covering today. Covering today and yesteryear.
It's time for us to get on board the train that's going to be Hip Hop 50 and watching everybody take their shot at celebrating.
Hey, listen, don't start, because our celebration here, trying to pick 50 songs to represent 50 years, could be a disaster too, so just buckle up.
But no, we're part of it. We're going to have to see how these things go. I don't know that I need to see Ice-T and Glorilla together, but we're going to find out.
Yeah, but they won't be together on the stage at the same time doing the same song.
There's enough reason over the years to be side-eyed about the Grammys prior to seeing it. Let's see.
Well, all I know, okay, so let's assume Ice-T and Glorilla do Colors together. Colors. I am a nightmare walking. Psychopath talking. King of my jungle, just a gangster stalking.
Or Ice-T is going to do Tomorrow too.
Yeah. He's going to do the Cardi B part. Okay.
Now Ice-T might come out like F-R-E-E-F. You know what I'm saying? Might get it popping. He does her song, she does his. We don't know.
Well, we have faith in Questlove, so I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be lovely. Let's see. It's going on this weekend.
Nah. Rosenberg's keeping it hip-hop by hating before it even happens. That's so hip-hop.
Faith.
That's so hip-hop.
You hear me. I have some faith.
Some. That's your flashing lights report. The time is 7 a.m. Today is a high of 33, and alternate side parking is in effect.
In celebrating the 50 years, they recognize how for the first 38 or so, the Grammys didn't care.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the first thing they do when they walk out, they should be like, oh, you guys want us here, huh?
Okay, nice. Thank you.
All right, nice. It's big up to the Grammys for pulling it together finally. Yo, coming up, congratulations. You played yourself. Yes, for Black History Month, two police departments so far have thought it was a great idea to roll out their Black History Month police cars. You heard it. Police cars that celebrate Black History Month. Police precincts. Actual cars wrapped with Africa silhouettes. Red, black, and green.
All right, man.
It's so crazy.
Plus Ride or Die and the Guru, and Curved all coming up. Y'all keep it here, man.
Celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. WQHT-FM, HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial-free.
Yeah.
Commercial-free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Experience the...
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Sorry, I was distracted by some of the content we're about to cover in this next segment that we call Congratulations, You Played Yourself. And I just wanted to shout out to the Knicks. You know, normally we give you a congratulations, you played yourself when you blow it. But you didn't blow it. You just almost blew it.
That's their thing.
But you don't really get a congratulations, you played yourself. You finished.
They won.
It was a very important win at that because it was against the Miami Heat.
And it was at home.
I just want to give them a regular, degular congratulations. You did
congratulations.
No. Yeah, that part. Yeah. They don't get the button. Come on, fam.
Just that. Yeah. We like that. It's a good way to start the weekend.
Come on. And I also just want to say, if you live in a city where the city thinks it's a good idea to make a police car about Black History Month, your whole police department, mayor, and anybody else that approves it gets one of these.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
That's not the beat.
Yeah.
Hit yourself with the button.
Congratulations. Hit yourself with the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Playing yourself. Now, Laura, you have more on these stories, right? You wanted to get this one.
Because it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. So in honor of Black History Month, the mayor of Miami decides to hold a whole press conference to unveil his latest project. It's a Black History Month police cruiser. Now, how would you describe the images on this police cruiser, Shawnee Culture? Because I sent this to you.
Listen, this is the worst thing I've ever seen a police department do. In trying to canoodle up to the black community.
Oh, you mean in outreach.
Yeah.
In outreach.
You know what I'm saying? Because we've seen them do worse. But in this concept of trying to get closer to us and relate to us, you don't put kente cloth on your police car. You don't put the African continent on both sides of the police car. You don't put Martin Luther King quotes on the police car because you're going to be beating up black people and throwing them across the hood and carrying them away in this kente cloth police car.
No.
Wait, you forgot the black fist.
And the black fist on the side of the door as you roll away with the people in the neighborhood.
Well, and isn't
Shawnee, you're missing the point.
Isn't this the same police that black fist you speak of? Is the one that y'all tried to characterize as terrorism. Isn't Martin Luther King the same person that this nation called a terrorist? And here y'all come now. Listen, it's just...
Listen, and it's the same seat that's erasing black history. You forget about that.
Well, right. Then there's that part. Well, no, just at the they're erasing, Advanced Placement African-American Studies, and they're erasing content and books from it. But they still want to teach black history. Just not, they don't want to teach how their history was oppressive to black people. That's what they don't want to teach.
It's crazy.
But they love
it doesn't stop there.
I want to know what's the point that I'm missing.
Well, it doesn't stop there, guys, because Columbus, Ohio, they were like, that sounds like a great idea. So the Columbus, Ohio Police Department introduced their History One Cruiser to celebrate Black History Month. This one has Martin Luther King quotes all over it, a big heart in red, yellow, and green that says Black History Month.
Wait, a heart?
Yeah, it's a heart. And it says, be on the lookout for History One in your neighborhood.
I bet you whatever neighborhood they driving through is already on the lookout, and they don't want to see History One.
That's facts.
Don't they get it. Right. They don't get it, man. Or they don't care to get it. Which is why they get this button, man.
Right. Congratulations.
Nobody wants this. If you want your police, bro. Add us on Twitter, Ebro and AM, or you can add me, Old Man Ebro. If you live in Miami or you live in Columbus, Ohio, and you ever hear us or see this clip, wherever it goes, I just want to hear from you.
Right.
That this is what you want. This is how you want Black History Month celebrated from your police department.
Because they
want
to show love. Let me say, just imagine. I'm with the harp. On the plantation, the slave master rolling around on a horse wearing a dashiki.
Why?
In order to show love.
Johnny, they're showing solidarity, bro.
It's like a Chappelle Show skit, though. It really is.
It is.
You can celebrate Black History while you sit in the back of his car.
The overseer on his horse wearing a kufi. That ain't it.
Bruh, there's so many other things they could be doing. This ain't what people don't just want to, and then I'm going to take it a step further. Like, I know everybody, tries to figure out a way to participate in cultural moments all the time. Whether it be Black History or, Latin Heritage, or if it's Diwali or it's Lunar New Year's. Communities try to come together and entities in those communities try to come together and show, as Cass once said, solidarity. Just for the record, police and black folks, it's not solid. So to do solidarity is a stretch.
And it's an insult, right, that they always feel like they could just decorate us with these little trimmings and cupcakes in order to appease us and make us feel like,
y'all got our back now. Y'all understand what's going on.
Just like all these Black Lives Matter streets that was painted in 2020 after the riots or after George Floyd, we just supposed to be cool. Meanwhile, there's still police killing black people.
That's right. You got that right, Shawnee.
But we okay with a street and a couple of cars.
But my point is who is okay? Somebody I don't think everybody's okay. Right. I think that's exactly why this is in this segment right here, because it ain't okay.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Rosenberg, what you got?
Mine is not nearly as serious. This you is say that. For the people. Well, I mean, come on. I mean, I guess that wasn't serious, but it was kind of like, wow, really? Not everyone
it's
needs
definitely
to
a
try
wow.
this. It's definitely a wow. The Beyonce tour dates are here.
Yes.
That's exciting. That's not congratulations. That's exciting. However, there is a woman on Etsy who is actually the person behind the, how would you describe the mirror cowboy hat she's wearing, Laura?
Yeah, you know, it's the sparkly cowboy hat, but it has like little mirrored squares all over it, completely covering it up. It looks like a disco ball.
It's like a disco ball hat.
Okay.
Yes. And this woman who makes it, Trending by Abby, has sold out completely. She can only make two hats in a day.
Okay.
And they are on fire, and everyone is running out to get their Beyonce mirror ball hats for around $200. And to everyone who's running around trying to buy and then wear a mirror ball hat, I have something for you.
Wait, what?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
How? Why? Tell me why.
Where are you wearing it? What
to the Beyonce concert?
To the Renaissance
hit the button.
Tour.
Hit the button.
Congratulations. You wow. played yourself.
No.
Yeah, first
why?
Of all, nah. Wait, time out. Stop.
You're
the
an
music.
Adult. You're an adult. Why are you
stop
doing
the music.
Cosplay at the Beyonce concert?
The same reason people do cosplay at your damn WWE things that you go to. The same reason
no.
people do cosplay at
no.
the damn NFL games. The same reason people dress up in a regalia everywhere they go. That's celebratory. First of all, the Renaissance album is the whole thing about it is the disco ball. That's the whole thing. That's the whole imagery is the club. It's club music.
Okay.
Remember,
I'm not buying
you
a hat.
Like it.
You don't get the hat.
No, I like that. I like the hat.
All right,
I
well,
like
now, damn
I'm
it, call a- this woman. We Rosenberg's got to wear a hat on the show. Laura, call the woman.
She's
you guys
sold
are
out.
We're paying top dollar for the hat, and when Beyonce comes to town, Rosenberg got to wear the hat every day.
If you're getting it to wear to the concert, okay, you know what? That's fine. But if you're getting it to try to wear to the club, I'm hitting you with the button. I'm sorry.
It depends on the club.
No.
What if it's one of those balls? You know, was saying where they do the dances and the voguing and all of that.
Where, by the way, people have been wearing those hats.
Yo, look, Rosenberg, you know people come in on horseback to these clubs.
How often?
They bring live animals.
But we're acting like that's a major part of the population.
No, it's not. But I mean, the woman can only make two a day. How many you think are going to be out here in these streets?
Well, that's the congrats for me. She probably only sold six hats.
She probably sold four hats. And you're like, the woman is completely sold out.
She's tapped. She can't sell any more
hats. In the course of a month, she's going to make 60 hats, bro. Like, that's it. 60.
And also, please don't act like I wouldn't give the congratulations to people who dress up as adults to go to WrestleMania. Please don't think I'm not giving them the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself. Yo, man. Playing yourself.
I'll wear it to the concert.
No, you're gonna. We're gonna get you a hat. We might have to buy it in aftermarket because by the time our order gets through, they're gonna. Because you know people are trying to buy them up and resell them. You know that's gonna be a thing. Or they're gonna. Well, now that this is a story, somebody's gonna start making the hats. They won't be the OG hats from this lady, but they're gonna. Somebody else is gonna roll out a cheaper, faster production on these hats, for sure.
Wow. They have the actual message that she first received from Beyonce's team. Hey, Abby, where are you located? I'm working with Beyonce. Need this hat. Fully mirrored. Also, underside. We need it in L.A. by June 9th.
Yeah. It's wow. going down.
Good for Abby.
Go, Abby. Yeah. I'm happy for Abby. Good for her.
Happy for Abby. Cast 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. Let's get into it. Friday vibes. Listen, let's talk about this weather real quick, B. If you're not prepared for today, I know the sun is out. It's going to be out today and tomorrow. But it'll be 10 degrees colder than it is right now by the time 4 o'clock comes.
Nah. Just one wordy, bro, and it's brick. That's it.
Man, it's going to be cutting out there. Cutting. And I think the real feel by 9 p.m. is like -6.
Chill, fam.
So if you got plans tonight, and it's supposed to be windy, and that's always the real part. Right? Like, it could be cold, but if there's no real wind, it ain't hitting you and cutting your skin. This is going to cut today.
It's that wind.
And you know it's bad when the streets get ashy. That's always, yesterday the streets started getting ashy. Y'all noticed it when it take all the moisture out of everything and the streets around here just get ashy. That's how you know it's cold.
That's how you know.
Yep. 97 minutes commercial free. Curved is happening. I think DJ John is back on the show. He lost his marbles yesterday and called Rosenberg's other job, stalking Rosenberg. He's just, how does a man take time off work and then start calling other his own job and other people's jobs, man? I don't understand.
No, listen, Laura, this really happened? We have the audio coming up. That, we don't have DJ John. We have better than DJ John.
Wait,
DJ
John's not back to work today?
No.
Oh, my God.
Wow, man.
This is nuts.
It's incredible, actually. Keep it locked, man. You only get this type of content on one program in this city. We went from police cars celebrating Black History Month, all the way down to one of our coworkers not showing up to work, but then still calling all the jobs where everybody else works to start problems. Good morning, everybody. Let's see why Darnell got curved. Is he?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah. Cause girls is players too. That's the joint right there. Ebro Law Rosenberg, good morning. On a cold, cold Friday, and it's gonna get colder. So buckle up. Now, here on this program, we do a lot of trash talk. A lot of shenanigans, a lot of good times. We try to definitely make you laugh. Definitely. But one of the more serious times on this program is when DJ John steps in the room. I'm kidding. It's not.
Oh, yeah.
It's not serious at all. Yeah, bring DJ John in. It's very serious.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Wait, I thought John was going to be back from his birthday today. He got one day off for his birthday.
Well, I mean, why would you not take Friday, too? If you got Thursday, you might as well push for Friday.
That's fair.
No, look, I get it, but that's not how it was explained to me, because my intention today was to come in and say happy birthday to DJ John.
Oh, yeah, happy belated. That's right. That was your plan, the plan belated.
That was the whole plan from 2 days ago. That's how thoughtful we are. We're so thoughtful that we're not going to say it before your birthday. We're going to say it after your birthday.
Now you got to hold that till Monday. Damn.
Now I got to hold it till Monday, which I'm going to forget by Monday.
You're not going to care.
But yesterday, John decided he would call into our program while taking a day off and participate in the segment, which makes no sense. Right. Why not just come to work? And then yesterday afternoon,
he wasn't done.
At Rosenberg's other job, what happened, Rosenberg?
We started the show. It was Michael Kay's birthday. So we started the show, and I guess I said, you know, it's also DJ Juanito's birthday. And I realize it makes sense because Juanito and Michael Kay are both terrible guys. Makes sense they have the same birthday.
Bad hombre.
And then I look on my phone screener and it says DJ Juanito. And this happened on the Michael Kay show.
I just see on the phone lines here. Is this really DJ Juanito?
Yes.
Happy birthday, Juanito. DJ. Happy birthday.
Wow. Does it bother you when I call you DJ?
No, I know you can't pronounce Juanito, so it's all right. I know your service is not that great.
Oh, I could pronounce that, baby.
Say Juanito like that Juanito. In his tongue.
Juanito.
Oh my,
Juanito.
By the way, don't you, Michael? Do not let Juanito bully you into thinking you can't speak Spanish. He can barely speak Spanish. Okay.
All I know, it's easy to say DJ. That's what you are. So happy birthday. Well, what are you, like 50?
Sort of. Close. Maybe not really close. But anyway, I really want to say happy birthday to you. I look up to you. You're a great host compared to the other two near the Netherlands. Wow. But yeah.
Netherlands? What are you killing Netherlands? Me for? I didn't call you DJ, and I didn't call you a bad guy. They were
well, Rosenberg always tells me that you're a bad guy.
What?
Well, off the air, Rosenberg always Why? Bashes you, say that you always bash me. I figure I bash you on your
I've
own
never
show.
Bashed you.
Yes, see, and by the way, happy birthday, John. I'm hanging up.
I can't believe all the lies that were just told in like 30 seconds.
Do you get what I'm
wow.
saying?
Wow.
Do you get what I'm
I
saying?
I always liked him. You had nice stories about him. I figured he's a good guy. Bad guy.
I told you.
You hung up on DJ?
Really? Bad
hung
up on guy. DJ.
I told you he's a bad
guy. He told like four lies in 30 seconds. There's no way Peter badmouthed me. I
you
never
don't know.
Badmouthed.
Peter badmouths me. Peter badmouths you to me a lot.
Not true.
Privately.
Wow. See? Yo, and they wow. share a birthday. MK went on right ahead and lied right after that.
Immediately. Yo, it was crazy. John just gets on the air and starts making things up, and then Michael K hears it. He gets jealous. He has to start making things up. There's something about February 2nd, Shawnee Culture. You're a birthday man.
Yeah.
They're liars. They're bad guys.
That's what it is. The Aquarius, I don't know what's up with them. I don't know. And excuse me, what's a Netherin? I need that. You Netherin.
What is a Netherin?
You Netherin.
He was on his way to saying ne'er-do-wells, and he for some
there.
Reason
it could not there. Get there.
You Netherin.
I think he got stuck between ne'er-do-well and the Netherlands, wow. and wasn't sure which was.
You know,
and wasn't sure.
I feel a kind of way because Juanito has never expressed that kind of love for anybody on this program. That's amazing. The love that he showed Michael K was crazy.
Okay. Okay.
Wow. I look up to you.
I look up to you.
And what about his pulling the move of like say it like this, Juanito. Like
right.
really, bro? You
him.
Of all people?
Bro, he has never said that in his life.
Yo,
never.
Fraud.
He's
fraud.
Never called
bad
himself
guy,
Juanito.
Fraud. Juanito.
Shut up.
Call right now.
Your name is
800-223-9797. Half a grand in your hand. It's free money Friday. Somebody's getting paid right now. Money for your bills. Get that credit card balance right. You know what I'm saying? Still early in the year coming off those holidays. You overspent, whatever, we get you this money. It's going to happen two times this morning. We're going to do it again after the gurus in about 45 minutes. So make sure you lock in to Ebro in the morning. Shawnee, hit a line, baby. Let's see what we got. Uh-oh, turn your radio down. This could be the opportunity of a lifetime here.
Hello?
Hey, I mean, you sound riled up over there. Calm down, B. What's your name?
Chef Isaiah.
Isaiah. Right.
Yeah.
Yo, man, you getting $500, a half a grand in your hand. You the right caller. Caller number 9.
Hey.
No, stop all the music. I want silence. I want silence so everyone in the world can hear how bored someone is when they get free money.
Nah, I don't believe it. That's why it's crazy.
It's crazy.
He's high.
Hey, yo, what you smoking man. Today, bro?
Huh?
What you smoking right now?
Nah, nothing right now.
right now.
What'd you
that.
Smoke this morning?
Nah, nothing. Just in disbelief, you feel me?
Feel so me. Just some disbelief. Fred, he's smoking on that disbelief pack.
Yo, man, people calling here to win money, bro, and they get through. I know somebody in their car right now like, yo, this dude. Yo, what's your name one more time, bro?
Isaiah,
you get $500. And for the audience that tweets and goes, yo, hang up on these people when they're not excited, we can't. Because it's like when you're giving away cash and they're the right caller, you can't hang up on them. But I would definitely disconnected Isaiah. Because, I mean,
he's not worthy.
He's just not appreciative of the money, bro.
No, he's nervous, man.
He said he's smoking that disbelief.
He's smoking that disbelief pack.
First dub of my life.
It's crazy.
You feel me?
Yo, listen, man.
All these L's.
Yo, you got to win today. You got to win a W, man.
Yeah. I feel you.
Yo, this was invigorating.
John, it was there?
Nah, DJ John's not here today, bro. It's his birthday.
Oh, all right. All right.
What else is going on, bro?
Nothing at work. Going to delivery.
Oh, nice. Feel what are you delivering?
Some hardwood floor.
Oh, nice. Light. Okay. Oh, okay, that's not too bad. Cool.
All right.
Hang on, Isaiah, man.
Hold on, man.
God, bro.
Jeez.
Hey, listen, man. When we have Ice Spice on the show and she talks that way, we find it very charming. When Isaiah does it, we're like, all right, get off our phone. He's like, nah, feel me. I was
feel
just
me,
delivering
me,
this floor.
Feel me. Stop playing with him, Ryan.
Stop.
on the way, flashing lights, Laura Stav.
Now, we've talked about this before, but Doja Cat believes she's being discredited as a rapper. So I'll let you know what she had to say about all of this. Coming up, flashing lights.
Yo, man, drop that hot fire. Dylan.
You know what I mean?
Everybody want to talk about what they can and can't do. All you got to do is put out the records, fam.
That's it.
Cast 197 Minutes, commercial free. Good morning, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg.
Last, now everybody go to our breakfast. Shayo.
A spy balloon has entered Montana's airspace. Everyone's in a tizzy because this spy balloon is reportedly from China.
Why is
there a spy balloon in the sky above Montana? How did this happen? And everybody that's up in arms, wait until they find out that China has satellites orbiting the Earth anyway and can see everything anyway. So does Russia. So do we. So does Europe.
Scary.
They need a closer.
But the spy balloon above Montana. How come Biden hasn't done anything? If Trump was in office, this thing would have been burnt into an oblivion already. This would have never happened. Now, my real first question was, with all this money we spend on defense, $3 billion for this and that, and whatever we spend, how's a balloon just float into the airspace?
Wait till they find out about the submarines.
wait till they find out about the nuclear submarine.
Facts.
But no, seriously, if everybody's so shook up by the balloon, how does it even float in if we got all these defense systems?
That's a good question. Well, from what I heard on the news, too, they didn't confirm that it was China. They said they're not sure.
Oh, no, they did.
No, that's one said they did.
That just happened?
Yeah. I heard it on 1010 Wins, buddy.
Man. All right.
Ooh.
Wow.
And they were stating that they didn't want to, the Air Force didn't want to shoot it down because of civilians. No.
They scrambled. Listen, Biden scrambled the jets, and he wanted to shoot it down. But they said they shouldn't. Because they don't want to.
Well,
you know.
Producer Griff has alerted us that the balloon is the size of 3 school buses.
Wow.
That's a big balloon.
It's a blimp.
So I don't know who you're spying on with that, though, if it's that big, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Maybe it was a flex. Maybe China was like, watch us sneak this balloon the size of 3 school buses right into the U.S. Watch them catch it late.
Yo, Cass, this is a missed opportunity to play 99 Luftballons. This is right sitting there, right in the face.
Right there. Right in the face. Let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Stav.
Damn it.
Laura Stav's got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Now you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stav's going to put us on.
Well, Doja Cat is on the cover of Variety. And during the interview, they drifted the conversation to the movie Elvis, where Doja Cat has a song, Vegas, as part of the soundtrack. And it was a
We play it all the time, Laura. It's a hit record.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
she called it one of the greatest experiences. And she says, I went in, I was like, finally, I get to rap again. A lot of people discredit me. So it's nice to just jump in, put another one on the effing bucket for a great rap song.
Let's go. Now, okay, a lot of people didn't give this record its props because it sounds poppy and her rap style is poppy and it was on a pop soundtrack.
Her altogether, though.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what people do to her altogether. They feel like, no, she's a pop artist, well, not a rapper. Listen, so,
to Ebro's point, though, I'd like to think I'm captain of the Doja Cat can rap train. I actually believe I once stated on this show she was a better rapper than Drake and Kanye. Mm-hmm. I've gone pretty far with it. She needs to back it up, though, by dropping rap records. Like, drop a few. And I understand that she, if you don't care about being considered a rapper, then she can just put out the Kiss Me Mores and the Say So's and have big hits. But if you also want the credit, you do got to come with it. You know what I mean? Beyond the Elvis soundtrack. That's, you have to.
Of course.
And I love Doja Cat. I really do think, though, if people were to really hear her, as we've said many times, she should go up there with Flex. If she were to show people what she could do, I think people would be like, wow, I had no idea. Now, Lord, did you see this? Did you see the scary news around The Rock?
No.
What happened?
Oh, The Rock went on Instagram and was thanking his lucky stars. He said, angels of mercy watched over my mom as she was in a crash late last night.
Damn it.
Oh, my goodness. What happened?
Her Escalade got completely torn up. There's a picture of it. He said his mom's going to be further evaluated. He went on to say, quote, this woman has survived lung cancer, tough marriage, head-on collision with a drunk driver, and attempted suicide. She's a survivor in ways that make angels and miracles real. I got one parent left, so if you still got your mom and dad, make sure you hug them hard because you never know when you'll get that 3 a.m. phone call we never want again.
Oh, man, that's horrible.
She's okay. I literally saw her 3 days ago. She was at the Royal Rumble hanging out. I made everyone think The Rock was there, but guess what? She just loves wrestling.
Wow.
Thank God she's okay.
I know, and hopefully everything's okay because, you know, a lot of people, as soon as the accidents happen, you feel like, I'm fine, but you're just in shock. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that soft tissue, man, you got to go get evaluated. That soft tissue injuries are very real. And when your adrenaline goes down and it all starts to set in, phew, pain.
Oof.
So go get evaluated for sure.
Overall, I'm just glad she's okay, you know? Just another story that I wanted to cover yesterday, and I didn't bring up because I just think it's so wild. Did you guys see what's happening with NBA YoungBoy?
Yeah.
So, Billboard did this exclusive interview with him where he is on house arrest in Salt Lake City, Utah. But the interview is completely different. And he's on camera. You can look it up. It's all over. But he's basically like just showing remorse for his content, his lyrics. He's looking to turn a new leaf, and he's talking about converting to become a Mormon.
Now, okay. The Mormon thing. I'll move that aside. However, I posted it on Old Man Ebro at my Instagram yesterday, and a lot of people's into it. I'm happy for NBA YoungBoy, his realization of the stuff he's participated in, potentially his music being a negative influence on people. I'm happy for his awakening. Let's see if this is something he's going to stick with. And here's another thing. Let's see if all of the blogs that posted all his toxicity and chaos and all the people who streamed his music all the time with all of that messaging continue to still support him when he changes his messaging and he changes his approach, or were you guys all just there for the violence and the chaos?
We shall see. But wow, what an interesting piece. It's on billboard.com. That's your flashing lights report. The time is 8:03. Today is a high of 33 degrees. It's going to be very cold today, and alternate side parking is in effect.
Coming up, have you heard Netflix passwords no longer shareable? So if that's how you get in your Netflix, we got an update for your ass. Keep it locked.
WHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah. Ebro in the Morning, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg. Friday, it's going to be cold. That's a reminder. It's getting real cold. It's also Free Money Friday. We got money on the way. Pay attention. That's happening right after the Gurus. Big story, Laura Stiles. We were talking about off the air over the last couple days, which is Netflix announcing that the sharing of passwords is a wrap.
What?
Yeah.
Do you have the details on this?
So that's it. It's really it. You know how before we could just borrow each other's passwords? No more. I saw, and I'm trying to figure out if just to be 100% sure, but one of the ways they want to kind of control this, Ebro, is that every 30 days you have to re-log in into your account.
What?
Only from your home Wi-Fi.
So it says here on the Netflix, I guess, site.
Okay.
Netflix accounts are still shareable, but only within one household. To ensure that your devices are all associated with your primary location, Netflix is now asking users to connect to the Wi-Fi at your primary location, open the Netflix app or website, and watch something at least once every 31 days.
Bro. Oh.
This is a terrible plan.
It's horrible.
You're going to punish people now if they don't watch it frequently enough? Like, what about you don't want the money from people who barely ever watch it, but they want to turn it on and not have a problem?
Wait, and what if you're traveling?
So well, it sounds for like- the travelers, here you have it. Signing into Netflix outside of your home may lead to the device in use being blocked from Netflix. This could prevent you from signing into new devices while traveling, but Netflix has devised a workaround. Traveling users who want to use Netflix on a hotel, smart TV, company, laptop, etc., can request a temporary code from the service when signing in. This will give them access to their account for 7 consecutive days. So you got to do, if you're traveling, you got to do some old extra step.
Who's doing all this?
This is trash. And by the way, a mistake. I just saw an article on Yahoo saying that since this announcement, Google searches for cancel Netflix are up 700%. People trying to figure out.
They went from zero to,
jeez,
zero to 100 real quick.
This is so dumb.
Yo, you seem pretty stressed about this.
Yeah, I mean, we like to watch our shows. They're making it difficult. Keep it easy.
Well, if people would stop stealing passwords, because you know the reason this is happening is because the only thing they give a damn about is people actually paying for subscriptions. So if people are going to cancel their subscription because of this, they're probably okay with it, because other people who've been using a free password, they're either going to get a password they paid for or they're just never going to join Netflix. So Netflix is trying to get their money up. That's what this is all about.
Hmm. And it makes perfect sense. That part makes sense. I get why you obviously don't want people sharing their accounts. I get it. I just think it's going to backfire. I think their attempt to get more money, like, oh, we're going to get those people sharing passwords to subscribe, I think you're just going to lose most of those people and turn off other people who don't even really care that much, but they're like, you know what? I barely watch Netflix. I'm getting rid of it.
Right.
Well, that's valid, and they've raised their prices. How much is it a month for Netflix now? Is it like 20 bucks?
It's like $90 a month.
Nah, yeah, stop
chill,
it.
Chill.
How crazy is it? Real talk.
16 monthly fleet, maybe?
Let's see. Netflix goes from, you get it with ads for $7 a month, basic for $10, standard for $15.50, and premium is $20. So you can still get on Netflix for $7 if you're willing to watch ads.
Not that bad, although who wants ads? But yeah, it's not that bad.
Nah, people out here dealing with ads every day, B. They're getting used to it.
True.
How you think we still got people listening?
Crazy.
That's facts. Don't bring that up. Facts. What ads?
What commercials is this you speak of?
Speaking of Netflix, they got a couple of cool things going on for Black History Month. Have you seen that?
Oh, really? Is it better than the police cars?
It's definitely better than some, you know, Dukes of Hazzard dudes and some kente cloth riding through the hood. You know what I'm saying?
Dukes of Hazzard dudes and kente cloth.
That's what I see, you know what I'm saying, when they roll the window down.
So, but, wait, are you saying the police cars that have been rolled out for Black History Month are basically like the General Lee with the Confederate flag on top but with kente cloth on the other side of the car?
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
Oh, exactly.
God. Yeah, but except on the inside, it's not a couple of good old boys. It's like Boss Hogg.
You know exactly. What I mean? You don't want to see that?
Jefferson Davis Hogg, excuse me. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to see that. You don't want to see that. But some of the things that I've seen, there's a good show called, or movie called See You Tomorrow, which is kind of like a time travel, two black teenagers doing time travel. There's a feature by Marty McFly, who's their professor in the beginning, which is pretty interesting. But it's a cool flick. It's not really like major or must see, but if you're looking for something to watch, there's that. There's a bunch of Black History shorts, and there's one that I peeped yesterday with Kevin Hart where he's telling Black History stories with reenactments by other comedians.
It was an interesting new Shawnee culture I'm not familiar with, where he's the one suggesting shows. Have you guys ever seen this before?
I know.
What you mean?
I've
been watching it, you know.
Producer Griff wants you to know, See You Tomorrow is from 2016.
Oh, well,
we had the cast come up for an interview a long time ago.
Oh, they bringing it back. They brought it back.
Oh, this is a new one.
Well, no. It might be the old one, but because it's Black History Month, they're bringing things back to the surface.
Oh, got it. Okay, got it.
You know what I'm saying?
It,
and then they're titling it Black History Collection.
Oh, got it. Okay, I see.
You know what I'm saying? So it might be some old flicks. It could be something that, you know what I'm saying? But they're doing it in honor of.
I see what you're saying. Well, I noticed that Wakanda Forever was on the Disney app already, and it's free. So if you didn't see the second installment of the Black Panther, Wakanda Forever is ready for your TV viewing.
Now, is this related, Shawnee, to another movie that came out in 2019 called See You Yesterday that also looks like a black sci-fi movie and features an appearance by Michael J. Fox?
What did I call it?
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
See you yesterday. See you. Sorry. I mean, I'm used to saying
see you. Terrible.
Someone hit the button, for God's sake.
Listen, I'm used to saying see you tomorrow. That's what everybody says. But right, it's a play on words. It's called see you yesterday.
Griff said he made a mistake. God. It's from 2019. See you tomorrow. But it's see you yesterday. This is a whole disaster.
I played myself.
But I think you should. I think you should check it. It's pretty cool.
Well, look, Shawnee has a black fat coming up, so he won't get that wrong. I think he's got that right. Plus, we have the guru, so lock in for that. And I also noticed that anytime, any place, or whenever, wherever, whatever. What's that movie called?
Oh, yeah, I'm watching that this weekend.
Murphy's Law.
Murphy's Law. What's it called?
Whatever's going to happen, might happen, will happen.
Right.
Everything, everywhere, at the same time? Is that
all
at once?
There you go.
All at once.
That one is available. You can order that. But I looked last night. You got to buy it. You can't rent it. That's the only downside.
Oh,
it's $20.
Okay.
Or at least on iTunes.
Use your password. You can watch it. We have it. It was sent to us.
Oh, why? Because we're in the union.
Because we're in the union. If you search your email, you could get the screeners. I found my password. Ooh. Laura, you got yours, right?
I got mine too.
Dope.
There you go. It's Ebro in the Morning. Laura Stiles Rosenberg helping you out on this cold weekend in the tri-state area. It's cold everywhere. So, boom. Keep it locked. The gurus are next.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shawnee Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com. Yes, where the gurus unite.
That's right.
To guide you.
Indeed.
Shine the light.
Of course.
Shawnee Culture, burn the sage.
Let us cleanse the energy. Zen, 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 zen.
Zen, zen, zen. Rosenberg, who needs your help?
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. And I mentioned this last week, but we said we need to give it some time. We didn't give it time yet.
What's that?
This is a family guru.
Hmm.
What's up, gurus and Ebro? Love the show. A few years ago, my blood brother had his assistant send me and my mother, his mother also, an email that went a little something like this.
Please send all requests to visit Mr. Washington to me so I can see if his schedule is free. This happened a few years ago, so the wording may be off, but the sentiment is there. I've already decided to keep my distance and not completely cut him off. My question is, have you ever had a loved one send you an email similar to this? Then he adds, unnecessary backstory. My brother and I were always very close growing up until he got married. After marriage, my brother started doing foul stuff, even before the email, like re-gifting gifts to our mom, not inviting us to functions, graduations, etc., telling our niece, our sister's daughter, not to come to church today because my wife doesn't want to see her face. The list goes on.
Don't come to church is wild.
P.S. Y'all got to change the name from Laura Never Loses to something like Laura Mostly Wins.
That's a friend of the show right there.
By the way, that unnecessary backstory was not unnecessary.
It's important.
That was actually quite necessary because it means that prior to this email, which was clearly the douchiest email you could ever send family members, mm-hmm. he's already been a jerk with your family prior to that.
Right.
Sounds like your brother lost his way, my G.
And what is his specific question?
Did he his one? Specific question was, have you ever received an email like this?
No.
No. Absolutely not.
No.
An email from a loved one who's saying, hey, if you want to get in contact with me, please contact my assistant.
Right. And I guess he's trying to figure out how to manage the relationship with a brother that he once loved very much and now is feeling a little distant from. Yeah?
Did he mention exactly how they fell out?
No. He's jumping right to all of a sudden they get an email to him and his mom being like, hey, if y'all want to get in touch with me, reach my assistant.
So here's the thing about your brother and anybody that has a family member like this. For you to love a family member
who
doesn't want to be loved or doesn't want to just be a normal human being but wants to act like this.
Wants to act brand new is what you're saying.
Act brand new, basically. I think you just got to be like, all right, bro. Well, I'll holler at your assistant then when we need you. And then never holler at the assistant. Play along. Why try to convince them otherwise? Because that's what they
or
really
I'd
want.
Or send a really snarky message to the assistant like, can you please relay to my brother that we're having Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday at 2 p.m.?
Yeah, be
don't
do,
know if he can
be douchey back if you want to because it's so unnecessary and stupid, I guess is my point.
But I wonder if he's...
Go ahead.
I just want to know what happened, though. Because he's leaving.
But we don't
he's...
have that.
Also, I want to know what your brother does. Because if my man is, like, literally all he is like, I don't know, a regular basic lawyer, you know, he does this something. Like, what does he do that requires this much time that he does?
What if he works for, like, the Secret Service?
He wouldn't say that.
He's like Jason Bourne or something.
He can't tell you.
Oh, you mean...
There's definitely one. There's definitely something left out. But just based on what we have in the email...
If you have
a family member like this person who wants to be difficult, doesn't want to communicate, wants to be mean...
Doesn't sound like they really want to be close.
Doesn't sound like they want to... Right. Don't force them.
But have the conversation. Maybe he's not even talking to
you. Or
bro,
not.
Yo, bro, what's up with you, man?
Yeah, or not. I mean,
since you've been married.
Nah, or not. Nah.
But I mean, at least once. Before you let it go forever.
Whether it's right or not, I'm with Shawnee. I probably would have responded to the initial message. Bro, are you serious right now? If you're expecting me to contact you through your assistant, don't expect me to contact you.
I wouldn't even say that much if you're going to say anything. I'd be like, bro, you okay? I love you. Let me know when you're ready to talk. Put it on them. These are adults, bro. Sometimes you got to let... Oh, that's how you want to be? Cool. Love you, bro. Holler at me when you get time.
I hear what you're saying. I think it's sort of like an unfathom. I can't even really imagine.
But the
imagine
person who's
that.
Writing us, his feelings are hurt. His feelings are hurt. For himself right, but his and for his mother. Feelings.
Something happened, as Laura said, we don't have all the info. Something happened. Mm-hmm. His brother who's saying, contact my assistant, their feelings might be hurt too.
Probably.
Emotional. Mm-hmm.
So what are you formally request a one-on-one with your brother?
Yes.
Formally
one of my brothers was kind of like that. Because of his marriage and estranged from our family, and I went to go see him. It was right after Mother's Day, and he was being a douche to my mother. My mother broke tears. It's actually, wait, is this me? No, but very similar. He was being the same way, super corporate, separated himself from the family, hurt my mother's feelings. All of my sisters were super mad at him, and we had to figure out why is he moving this way.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is this brother still married?
He's trying to go through divorce and stuff
hit the
like
button.
That.
It's always that, right? Like, it's just very often, unfortunately, that people have a partner, and that's a big reason they get so caught up in the partner.
And he's one that gets sucked into relationships and separates from the family, which people do. They separate from their friends and their family as soon as they get into a relationship.
So if you have a partner that doesn't help you stay connected to your family, it's a bad partner.
It's a bad partner. And the partner was bad. So I went to go see him to have a one-on-one talk with him and was like, yo, you really hurting mom's feelings. Like, it was Mother's Day, and you know, this, it's a small straw, but it was Mother's Day, and he didn't bother to call. It broke her heart because they already had a relationship that was a little estranged. She at least wanted a phone call, and he just decided not to call, right? So I was like, bro, it was time to talk. What are you doing? And he bawled and cried. He's older than me, and he didn't expect it, and all of this other stuff. But
it was effective.
It was effective.
There
it didn't.
Go.
It wasn't like a clean, all of a sudden he turned his life around and didn't become a douche anymore. But it took time. And the relationship eventually had to, like, separate. His wife, he started to see the colors in her, which made him gravitate back towards his family.
And has he healed with your mom?
He has. Very much so.
We have real life experience to give you here at the Gurus.
Formal request a meeting, okay? Formally
get that
request
one-on-one
a meeting.
With
get
your
a one-on-one. One-on-one. Yeah. And hopefully you'll get some progress. So say the Gurus.
Or nah.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness, never weakness.
It's Free Money Friday. You want to get paid? Call right now. Half a grand in your hand. Get paid. Call number 9. We got you. See, bro, in the morning, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg.
You thought it was over?
Serenity. It's Black History Month, which means it's time for a Shiny Culture Black Fact.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
It's so early in the morning, it's crazy.
It's that not you know, even.
It's not even close to the evening.
But you know, you do got to set the tone. You know what I'm saying?
True. But why can't the tone be good morning? I don't understand.
We don't want a morning. You know what I'm saying?
We don't want
a morning.
What?
I don't think that.
But I'd like to put a spotlight on a beautiful, amazing woman. She is born in 1730 in West Africa and known for the first documented known poem by an African American. She goes by the name of Lucy Terry, who later on married and became Lucy Terry Prince. I wonder too what her actual original name was, being born in West Africa, because it couldn't have been Lucy.
It definitely probably wasn't not. Lucy Terry Prince.
Lucy Terry? Nah. But it's said that they called her Abijah. So just wanted to big her up and salute her because she paved the way for women like Maya Angelou's and gentlemen like Langston Hughes and what I like to call a modern day form of poetry, which is hip hop.
That's right.
And celebrating 50 years as an African American and documenting poetry. And the name of the poem was called Bars Fight.
Ooh,
wow.
Bars Fight.
That's deep.
And that was in 1746. And that's a black fact.
And
now, Shiny Culture.
Yes, sir.
Big up to the black fact, sir. Now, the significance of this poem is that it's what? The oldest form of literature from a black person in America?
Yes. First documented.
Got it.
I'm sure, you know, we've been telling our story.
Right, but this was the first one taken from sharing by oral form, which is how a lot of African culture was preserved, which was not written down, but this was actually written down.
And accepted, because it may have been written before, but, you know, they didn't want to acknowledge us.
Or they burnt it up.
Exactly. So she was the first one that they let through the gates in 1746 and said, you know what, we'll accept this poetry, a bars fight. The poem, she basically spoke of different runaway slaves that made it out of, you know, captivity.
There you go.
And made it out of their bars, which is why it's considered bars fight.
And that's a black fact.
And that's a black fact.
Wake up, New York.
Hey, yo, wake up.
Ebro in the morning.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. You dig?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.